The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay. Hi. Welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. So for today's practice together, I thought we would do some simple metta together, some exploration of simple metta together, and see what arises, So let's see if there's anything I want to say to frame this. Maybe what I would say is metta, loving kindness, practicing kindness, acceptance, care. A rose by any name is just as sweet. So many different nuances, different ways for this quality of metta, friendliness, warmth to be expressed. And today, what I'd like to do is actually to start with our bodies, to turn and share some spacious care for this body that is ours and not ours. I think that's where I would like to start today and see where we go. So let's begin. Let's begin our practice together, our formal practice of meditation. I'd like to invite you to sit or lie down or even stand comfortably, whatever is supportive, nourishing to your body in this moment in time. Maybe even moving a little bit before you become still. See what this body needs. And then landing, arriving in your seat. Arriving in your seat. Inviting your sit bones, your bottom on the cushion or the chair, to soften, to feel the sensations of contact. Inviting your upper body . Your neck, your shoulders, your head, your face to relax, to release their weight. Onto your sit bones. Inviting the chest to release its weight. The arms, the hands to release their weight. Your abdomen to release. Releasing, releasing, releasing. You might notice a sense of buzzing in your limbs, your body, where there is a sense of release, of tightening, of holding when it's released. Releasing your legs, upper legs, lower legs, your knees, your feet. Releasing the weight onto the earth. Let the breath, as it moves through the abdomen, help you release more. Not pushing, but just gently opening up your fist, as if the tightness in the body and the muscles were a tight fist. The opening, the releasing, letting go. And as thoughts arise, as they will inevitably arise, not a problem, see if we can open our hands and release. Nothing wrong with thinking per se, but as we take refuge together in this moment, for the sake of this practice, this training together, let us open our hands and not be entangled in this moment, trusting if the thought is important enough, we'll come back later. Releasing, releasing, releasing the tightness, tension in the body some more as an act of care towards this body, an act of love. Inviting the breath to be soothing, calming to the limbs of our body, moving wherever it needs to go, wherever there is tightness or tension. Our feet, hands, abdomen, neck, shoulders, face, or our heart center, where the emotions are. The proverbial heart center, the seat of the emotions. Let the breath move through as an act of care, act of self-care. trusting that being here with the breath, with the body, with care is more nourishing and healing than being entangled in thought. Sweeter, more nourishing, right here, right here. Right here, close, very close. If there are any areas of the body that are hurting or tender or tired, creaky, achy, let the breath move through them with even more care, tenderness, like a mother holding a child. See if this care towards the body, towards the heart, is the medicine that is just right in this moment. And if the phrases of metta are helpful for you, feel free to bring them in if you wish, or stay with the breath, just a sense of care. I'll offer a few phrases, feel free to use your own. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and joyous. May I be healthy and strong. May my life flow with ease. May I be safe. May this being who is me, may I be safe, fully knowing that complete safety is not possible in this world, and yet I offer this wish to myself as an act of care, as a gift. May this being who is me be safe, the gift of goodwill. Or simply, may I be safe. May this being who is me be happy. May I be happy. As much as possible. May this being who is me be healthy as much as possible in body. May my body be strong. May I be healthy. And may I take care of myself happily. With ease. May my life flow with ease. You can repeat the phrases simply, or they could become words synchronized with the breath. Safe. Happy, healthy, ease, or simply be silent, the sense of care for this body, for yourself. See what is needed for you. Right now. can play around with synchronizing these wishes with your breath, either the sentences or the words, or just simply the breath. Breath soothing, blessing. The heart, the body, the mind. The breath moving inside and outside. There's internal and the external aspect of the breath. A gift. A gift in every moment. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Ease. Or may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. See if the whole body can be included in these blessings, these gifts of kindness to yourself. Your toes up to your head. If any tension anywhere, release, release, and receive the goodwill. And let us expand the goodwill from ourselves, our bodies, this being who's me, and bring in someone who's dear to you, with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship, and include them too. May both of us have safety. Happiness, health and ease, bringing them to your mind's eye as vividly as possible, as if they are sitting with you. If it feels better to just direct it to them alone, that's okay too. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease, dear one. And expanding opening the doors of the heart wide, letting whoever wants to step in into the space be welcome to step in. Whoever steps in, may all of us have ease. Be well. Your heart can be relaxed, feeling boundless. Just keeping the frequency of goodwill and friendliness. Whoever comes in contact enters this heart space. Can be quite joyous, actually. Perhaps with even random people coming in, across your mind, come to your mind, becoming the object of your metta, your goodwill. Wishing whoever comes to your mind, to your heart space, well. Friends, family, maybe even random strangers you run into as they show up in your heart space, wishing them well. You're human just like me, just like me. And see how joyous this might feel like a metta party. Everybody's invited, whoever wants to show up. Maybe even a smile shows up in your heart and on your face. Expansive. And in this metta party, this expansiveness of the heart, make sure you're included. 360. May all of us have well-being and ease. Sharing goodwill, care, kindness with everyone. Everyone. No one left out. As we bring this practice period to close together, offering kindness to ourselves for whatever arose or did not arise during this meditation period. It's all okay. We've showed up, we've done our best. It's the best we can hope for, planting seeds. No attachment to outcome. And offering the goodness, the seeds of kindness we've planted, offering this goodness generously to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Ah. So I changed the settings. If you like to share reflections in chat, you can raise your hand, your Zoom hand, because if it's your physical hand, I won't see you. There are too many of us to fit on one screen. And you can also type your reflection, if you wish, in the chat, either to me privately or to everyone, as a gift to others. Any aha moments or questions or challenges, it's all welcome. And as I invite your reflections, I'll share that. As I was leading the meditation at the beginning, especially with the inviting us to release, to release, to release any tightness, tension, holding in the body, and to allow the breath to be soothing. I realized that my body was quite tight, so it was quite lovely to have this release, just really settling, settling with a sense of metta. So that's my nugget. There's more, but I'd love to hear from you if there's anything you'd like to share. Barbara.
Thank you for this meditation, Nikki. I've just gotten back from a trip, and I'm going to be leaving in a few days on another one. So to really settle and be here was wonderful. And at first my thought went to, well, what am I going to do about meditating on my trip? Should I take my computer? And then I thought, no, I'm taking this trip to reconnect with my sisters that I haven't seen through the pandemic. And the most important thing is to show up, be there for them, and not have my mind thinking of how can I do everything. No, just show up.
Oh, that touches my heart, Barbara. That is so sweet. Such a wisdom answer that came up. What do I do? Oh, just show up. Just offer your presence. Beautiful. Oh, I'm loving that voice of wisdom. Thanks for sharing it with all of us, Barbara. It's lovely. Yes, just show up. Yeah, yeah. Practice your, as your voice of wisdom has already brought forth. Just practice metta with them, with whatever challenges, whatever goodness. Maybe the metta will become compassion if there's difficulty. Maybe it will become mudita if there's joy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it becomes gratitude, or if it becomes equanimity. Yay! I'm happy for your practice in the next few days, Barbara. It's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Mary says, I really appreciated all of it. And may I care for this body with ease. Yes, indeed. May I care for this body with ease. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, as Barbara was talking about having just come from a trip and going on a trip, as many of you might know, since I think I mentioned it, that I was on a trip myself. I was in New York. And attending a conference, and just got back very late last night, and my body is creaky and achy, and you know that's what happens after you sit on the airplane for a while. So yeah, just nice to bring metta to the body, especially when it's not feeling its best. May I care for this body with ease, as Mary has put it beautifully. Yeah. So, dear ones, since I don't see any other hands, reflections, we'll have time at the end for more reflections, if any. Let's turn to hold space for ourselves and each other in small groups. And it could be silent holding space. If you don't want to talk, it's okay. If your turn comes, you can say pass and just hold silent presence for each other. For yourself, and if you are moved to share anything about your practice, about what's coming up, you share one nugget from your personal experience, and then the next person will share something, and then the next person, then they'll come to you. So instead of a long monologue, you just share one nugget. And so if you have five thoughts to share, just share one, then the next person, and the next person. And again, from your own experience, not asking questions of others, managing their experience, not facilitating the group. Just each person is like a stone soup of metta, stone soup of metta, bringing your own kindness and care and holding space, especially if you're going to be spending time with relatives and family. This can be a great practice session to hold space with people who are freshly meditated. So with that, I'm going to create the rooms. It will take me a moment. Here we go. Let's see, I'm a little slow today. Okay, the rooms are created. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. So we have a few minutes for any reflections. Excuse me, if there might be anything that has come up, especially from speaking together in groups. So please don't be shy. And if you raise your physical hand, I may not see you. So please raise your Zoom hand, or you can type in chat. Any questions? It's a good time for questions also. If there's something was challenging or confusing or didn't know how to work with it. I think I see your hand, Esther. Yes, there. I don't see too many people, but I just did happen to see you there.
Okay. I was looking for my Zoom hand. I got confused. I couldn't find it. Yeah, I had something challenging come up. There's so much chatter, you know, about violence, and I don't need to describe it, but I noticed I have a lot of fear, just carrying a lot of fear in my body. This is not new, but it seems like it's really heightened for me right now. So, you know, it was good just to take a beat, take a breath, and, you know, try to be in my body.
Yeah. So I hear that in what you shared, actually, more as a comment than a question. What I'm hearing is that actually, given what is going on, and also, you know, what's going in the zeitgeist in this country, as well as also, as you shared, a pattern that, you know, fear has been coming up for you before, but you realize that today, actually taking a beat and just calming the body, calming the heart with metta, I'm trying to remember the exact words you used, but it was good, or something you said, just something good about just taking a pause.
Taking a pause and resting from that,
yeah,
you know, that energy of being vigilant and, yeah, you know, worried, just taking a pause.
Yeah.
And breathing.
Beautiful. Yeah. I hear that more as a reflection, like, yes, this is what's going on. And actually this was really nourishing. So, what I would invite you to consider is that as that agitated energy comes, because that agitated energy of fear is really uncomfortable, because in some ways we cannot control. I mean, we have some control over our environment, but not completely, right? We know this. And yet we can control our hearts. We can control our body. We can control our minds, not to live in fear. Because the fear of fear is worse than, I mean, well, anyway, that can be a much longer Dharma talk, which I don't want to go into it, but you know this. If you have been having a pattern of fear, you know that, you know, the future may or may not turn out what we fear it to be anyway. But living with that vigilance and fear is so destructive. And in fact, the Buddha supposedly gave the instructions to the monks to practice metta originally because of fear, because they were living in a state of fear. And there's a story it's 7 o'clock, so I won't repeat it, maybe next time, but that is the antidote. Metta is the antidote to fear, Esther. So perfect.
Thank you
so much for your reflection. Yeah, that's beautiful. So thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice, for your sincerity, for your care, for yourselves, for each other. And may all of us everywhere keep cultivating our hearts with metta, care for ourselves, for everyone, everywhere. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thank you.